With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The U.S. and British militaries have struck 36 Houthi sites in Yemen. It happened yesterday in a second wave of assaults meant to further disable Iran-backed organizations that are relentlessly attacking American and international interests in the wake of the Israel-Hamas war. In addition to the strikes yesterday, U.S. Central Command said it conducted an additional, quote, self-defense strike today against a Houthi anti-ship cruise missile. A new poll shows that Joe Biden has a problem with both Republican and Democratic voters. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president's approval rating dropped to 38% in January, according to the latest Reuters-Ipsos poll. His job approval has been below 50% since August of 2021. While it's no surprise that large majorities of Republicans give the president low marks on immigration and the economy, he also faces resistance from his own party. 47% of Democrats say the country is on the wrong track. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Republican National Committee Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel is calling for the party to unite behind the goal of defeating President Biden.
She made her comments as the party faces a cash shortage when compared to national Democrats and growing criticism from a faction of conservatives. McDaniel spoke at the RNC's winter meeting in Las Vegas behind closed doors Friday. She said, quote, "We Republicans will stick together." But there is dissent inside the party about whether it's doing enough to back former President Donald Trump, even though he's still facing off against former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley in the primaries. Ken Lorman reporting.
A union representing hospitality workers has reached a tentative agreement with four hotel casinos in downtown Las Vegas as employees at three others get ready to strike tomorrow, kicking off Super Bowl week. This is SRN News. Parents' rights groups around the country are rebelling against the diversity, equity, and inclusion curriculum being installed in the public schools.
The problem with the word equity is that it's not the same as equality. Equality is equal treatment under the law, and equity is expecting every person to have the same outcome, which is impossible.
Sherry Few is president of United States Parents Involved in Education.
They think they have to hold down white children and classify them as oppressors, and the minority children are classified as oppressed. So this whole Marxist theory of oppressor versus oppressed is being taught in early grades, and it is dividing children. It is dividing our country.
She says parents need to find out exactly what their kids are learning in school, and if they don't like it, do something. Private schools and homeschooling are options. This is SRN News. You just never know what you might find in a garage.
Police say a Cold War-era rocket of the type used to carry a nuclear warhead has been found in the garage of a home of a deceased man in Washington State. Bomb squad members say it was a Douglas Air 2 Genie, an unguided air-to-air rocket designed to carry a nuclear warhead. Now, there was no warhead attached, and there was no rocket fuel. Since the item was inert and posed no danger, authorities left it with a neighbor to be restored as a museum display. Jason Walker reporting.
Today is Sunday, February the 4th. It is the 35th day of 2024. On this date in history, 1783, Britain's King George III proclaimed a formal cessation of hostilities in the American Revolutionary War. On this date in 1945, President Roosevelt, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill, and Soviet leader Stalin began their conference at Yalta. This is SRN News.